Back with more of the Ford Locker Room wrap-up from Hander Fieldhouse as Georgia Southern outscores App 8-0 the final 2 minutes, a 12-2 run over the last 4.5, taking down the visitors from Boone 65-57. They're the number 5 seed in next week's conference tournament out of the East down in Pensacola. App finishes the year as the number 4 seed. Eagles are going to get the loser of UT Arlington and Arkansas State. 6 o'clock Eastern on Friday from the Hartool Center on the campus of Pensacola State College. We'll be live at 5:30 with the countdown to tip-off with a shot to take on the top seed in the East, which is either going to be South Alabama or Georgia State. Have to wait and see. Well, that game finishes up later on tonight as we're now joined by head coach Brian Berg. And we just talked about this with Grant. If you take the first 25 minutes of yesterday and the final 4 or 5 minutes of this game, you might really have something going into next week.
Yeah, it's a quality game. If you had that 30 minutes that you just talked about, but we're trying to have more consistency going into a brand new season. You know, 0-0 is a quality bounce back win today against a very, very good opponent. I have nothing but respect for Dustin Kearns and the way he runs his program. So I was excited to be able to get a win today.
This was such a close game in the second half. I think the biggest deficit for either team was the final one. It was mostly a 1-2-3-point game in the second half. When it's that close for that long, how do you stay constantly focused to do what you need to do to get a win?
You go back to your winning habits that you're hopefully getting in practice. I mean, that's what you're focused on, the winning habits, so it carries over to the game. We constantly talk about consistency. And that's what we're going to continue to fight for. I'm excited about this week of prep going into the conference tournament.
Looking at this post-game box sheet, what is the thing outside of the final score that's most pleasing to you? In fact, you were able to do this without two of your contributors, and Eric Boone and Cam Bryant.
We got down to 13 turnovers. We'd like to get that magic number to 10. And then the rebounding aspect. Always want to make sure that we're able to out-rebound our opponents. If we can get it to 6, that's the magic number. And then also you look at the field goal percentages. Having the ability to shoot 50%, that's the mark, 40 from 3, and then you want to hold your opponent to 39. We hit all those aspects.
We talked with two of the more important contributors a couple of moments ago. Elijah McCadden goes for 18-9, 18 points representing a season high for the junior. And then Grant Weatherford, look, stat-wise, 3 points, 3 rebounds, but he plays a season high 30 minutes on the floor almost all the time, earning 2-3 more possessions, keeping App from doing what it wanted to do a couple of different times. It's just so much about him impacting this game in ways that you don't always monitor on a box score.
Yeah, no question. First off, with Elijah, you look at anytime he has a high-level rebounding game, he had 9 today. Success follows Georgia Southern.
Yeah.
Then you look at Grant, just winning intangibles. Sometimes you see those winning plays that don't show up in the box score, but diving on the floor, 50-50, his physical toughness on the defensive end, carried over and made winning plays today.
You end the game on an 8-0 run, but the 2 threes that helped put the game out of reach. It was Elijah's for the lead at 2-11, 60-57. Scooty hit the one from the near wing at 52 left, 63-57 the score there before the Appalachian State timeout. But then on the other end, you forced App to take tough shots. Maybe they were rushed because they had to get back into it, but it seemed like your defense was at its best when it had to be to clinch this one.
Yeah, in February and early March, Danny, players make plays. That's that time of year. I thought guys made plays on the defensive end, and then we took great shots compared to, you know, what we've done early in the season. You know, 8 of 18 from the 3, that's a quality percentage.
Yeah.
And then it's not too many threes. We actually took shots where we attacked the rim. Give credit to, I think, Prince Toyami gave us good minutes both days in regards to just his physical presence around the rim. And then just collectively across the group, couldn't ask for a better senior day, especially for recognized Jacob, 8-0. You know, Grant and Zach, all four of those guys, you know, they didn't know who I was whenever I first got here. Give them credit. You know, I owe a lot to them to be able to set the foundation for Georgia Southern men's basketball.
That was a pretty classy move by you, putting those two in, the two walk-ons, 8-0 and Jacob, at the end of the game, and it was very fitting for 8-0 to dribble out the final few seconds and win over App State.
He embodies what we're all about. He's a winner. He'll be successful not only on the basketball court, but he'll be successful in life. And excited for all those guys. You know, they're the ones that are setting the foundation. Look forward to growing this.
We talked about this with both Elijah and Grant. You're about to play a team that you have not seen on the court this year. It's going to be the loser of the UT Arlington and Ark State game. But in our past conversations during the COVID shutdown, you said that you and the coaching staff took some time to look at some teams from the West that you may match up against in that first game in the conference tournament. Do you have an idea of what either Arkansas State or UT Arlington may bring at you in advance of that matchup on Friday down in Pensacola?
Danny, it's hard to win at this level. We're going to enjoy this win today. We'll figure out who we're going to play. We watched about 9 million hours of film during our 7-day pause, so we'll have a game plan. We'll have great preparation and excited to go down in this new season conference tournament in Pensacola.
You ever been to Pensacola?
Sure have. Recruited a number of times down there, so excited to go back.
Make another memory next weekend. Appreciate the time. Great win, and we will catch up on Monday night over at the Parrish Building.
GATA.
That's head coach Brian Berg. We'll close things out from Hanner Fieldhouse in just a moment. Is Georgia Southern going to enjoy this one over a rival, 65-57 over Appalachian State? This is the Ford Locker Room Wrap-Up from Learfield, IMG College.